Jimbo, boy, you're a crock of shit. You're a boozed, selfish thug. Why don't you give your mouth a go? And in the other hole, put a plug. By Christ, you've got a long, long way on a schoolboy's talent with words. One crappy bit of symbolism, and you're adored by an army of turds. You're a selfish, rude, arrogant prick. You're basically pretty stupid. Your mysticism's a lump of shit. And so are all the girls you've rooted. So don't talk about being sad and lonely or fucking misunderstood. 'Cause underneath that self-pitying phony is a selfish, brutal hood. I support the police that took you off stage. I support the fact you bled. I support the cops who carried you off. I support the fact you're dead. I think that you're a troubled guy. And I think that's nothing new. I think your fans are a bunch of turds. Almost as immature as you. And when I'm in my supermarket and some prick pushes in front of my trolley, I'll be reminded of your stinking bravado. And I'll ask the cunt to say sorry. Your fans would excuse every rudeness just 'cause it comes from you. You'd tell them to go drop dead and they'd say, oh, how true, how true, how true. You need a 9-to-5 job, Jimbo. You need to get to Flinders Street by train. Go and find yourself a regular income. Then you can write a song about pain. Try and save for the kiddies' school fees. Take some care when you drive a car. Put your goddamn rubbish in a bin. You fucking great rock superstar. You have spawned a host of cocksure shits that are nearly always filthy rich. And think, 'cause they're a little bit like old Jimbo, they can act like stinking pricks. An army of brainless arty youth. They look down upon us common blogs, but they buried the good old Morrison like the fucking Richmond cheer squad. So when you're listening to Morrison Hostel and Jimbo, he's in top form, whining about this harsh, cruel world and the fact he was ever born, remember, his fans are racked and mourning over their suffering lives. And go down and discuss it and thrash and treasure, at least if Daddy will drive. Jimbo, king of the private school kids. The girls from PLC who identify with these tortured souls 'cause they've just dropped boyfriend number 3. He was Kent from Xavier College. In HSC he got an A for English. But between Jimbo and William Blake, he hasn't the fucking brains to distinguish. Jimbo, father of a generation of private school depression idols. From Nick Cave on, they don't kill themselves. Just tell us why they're suicidal. He's made self-pity legitimate. It I meant Hugo Rice. Well, a furious Jimbo old man, up your fucking hole. You are a prick, pure and simple. It's about